Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When we think about the noun help, we often associate it with phrases like asking someone for help or looking for help. However, in today's podcast episode, I'd like to focus on the concept of self-help. Yes, I'd like to shift our focus to a very specific book genre that continues to rise in popularity, the genre of self-help books. Do you see how that might be a bit confusing at first? It's like, what do you mean by self-help? Well, it means exactly that, self-help, being able to help yourself. You see, self-help books are everywhere these days, from bookstores to bestseller lists, and there's a good reason why they're catching everyone's attention. These books tackle everything from improving your mood and boosting productivity to fixing your relationships or sorting out your finances. When we tackle something, we cover it. Listen to my pronunciation. When we tackle something, tackle, we cover it. We talk about it. When something is boosting our productivity, it increases our productivity. So these books tackle everything from improving your mood and boosting productivity to fixing your relationships or sorting out your finances. But what makes them so appealing? What makes them so attractive? And what can we really gain from them? One of the biggest draws of self-help books is the easy access they provide to expert advice without the high cost of seminars or personal coaches. Imagine getting insights. Imagine getting knowledge from seasoned, experienced experts while basically relaxing on your couch. That's the convenience these books offer. In other words, you don't have to pay an expensive price to attend an expensive seminar in order to be able to learn from the best. You can simply do it through the convenience of your own home. Plus, they're ready whenever you are. Yeah, you can pick up a self-help book at any time, whether you need midnight insights or morning motivation. This flexibility allows you to work on personal development at your own pace, which is a huge plus for many. Look at that expression, at your own pace. It's an excellent expression, which we use a lot in English. Anytime you're doing anything at your own pace, you're doing it at your own speed. There is no need to rush when you're doing something at your own pace. So this is possible with self-help books too. You can read the books at your own pace. Another reason for their popularity is the hope and motivation they inspire. You know, life can be overwhelming, and sometimes all we need is a little push to believe change is possible. Self-help books do just that by providing optimism and practical tools for personal improvement. They often make readers feel empowered to take action towards their goals, offering a mix of encouragement and actionable advice. Reading these books can open up new perspectives, presenting methods and successes from others that might spark new ideas for tackling personal challenges. So these books might inspire new ideas in terms of how to deal with personal challenges. This can be a game changer, especially for those feeling stuck. Have you ever heard the expression a game changer? A game changer is something or someone that significantly changes the way something is done. A game changer is something or someone that significantly changes the way something is done, thought about, or made. It introduces a big change that often leads to new ways of doing things. In the context of today's podcast episode, new ways are the key words, because that's what self-help books are trying to do, to teach us new ways to deal with our problems, our feelings, and our emotions. The practical strategies outlined in these books often include exercises, checklists, and habits that can be adopted immediately. It's like having a step-by-step blueprint, you know, a step-by-step design for change right at your fingertips. Over time, the small changes promoted by self-help books can lead to significant transformations. Many readers report better self-understanding and increased confidence in handling life's ups and downs. Now look, there are still people out there who are skeptical about the idea of getting life-changing advice from a book. I guess I can understand that some people might feel that way, but I would personally still recommend self-help books. They are an excellent tool for self-improvement. I've personally read many self-help books over the years, and although I don't always agree with everything that they write about, I have learned so much from them. I have learned so much from them. For example, I've learned how to better deal with sad emotions. I've also learned how to better deal with my thoughts, especially negative thoughts. To be honest with you, I have moments on a daily basis where I find myself applying something to my own life that I've read in a self-help book. Again, it could be something related to my thoughts or my own energy. I have moments where I ask myself, wait, is this really worth my time right now? Should I waste my energy on this? Is this really worth it? I'll also ask myself questions like, am I being ungrateful right now? Should I try a different approach with this? Etc., etc. So, I personally love self-help books, and I have a whole list of them that I could recommend to you. But I want to finish today's podcast episode by asking you, how do you feel about self-help books? Have you ever read a self-help book? Like always, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next Monday with a brand new podcast episode. Stay tuned. Thank you. Thank you.